कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे जगत मंगली भव हरि ओम नमः कृष्ण वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः।
सो वी डू कीर्तन फर्स्ट कीर्तन स्टार्ट नमाओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते वासी वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyava Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadika Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Jaya Jaya Guru Dev. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. गौर निताई की जय. श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय. थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग एंड एनकरेजिंग मी. आई एम नॉट अ स्पीकर बट स्टिल आई विल ट्राई टू से सम थिंग्स. ऑलरेडी यू पीपल आर एडवांस पीपल बट एज सर्विस आई विल ट्राई टू से समथिंग. सो यस्टरडे प्रभुजी स्पोक अबाउट गृहस्थ आश्रम. So there are many aspects of grihasthashram, many points are there. But one of the main aspect of grihasthashram is to raise Krishna conscious children. And it is a very great responsibility. Parenting means actually to become responsible. We take a very big responsibility of their lives. We are taking full responsibility of their spiritual life, their material life, and overall their etiquettes, manners, everything. Matlab, mother has a very important role in children's lives. So we have wonderful examples in the scriptures also. Srimad Bhagavatam was written for people in Kali Yuga for that purpose only, so that you know we take examples from the scriptures and try to follow and imbibe in our spiritual life, in our lives. So one of that example we know is Dhruva Maharaj and Mother Suniti. We know how Dhruva Maharaj was a small boy and he wanted to sit on his father's lap, which was a very simple desire which he had, very common. Any child wants to be in his father's lap. So the same simple desire he had, and he went to his father for that. But then Mother Suruchi, she was very proud and about her beauty and her position, and she just didn't like it, and she just pushed him away and she said, you have to take next birth for that. So you get down from this lap. You don't deserve to be on your father's lap. And as a small boy, he was just 5 years old. Sometimes children don't understand at that age. But he was very sensitive. And he felt very bad. And he started crying. And he went running to his mother. He was like sobbing. And his hot tears were coming out. And when he went to his mother listened to him very carefully what he was saying. And then after that, she never said, even though she was not a very favorite wife of the king, but she never said that, oh, she did that, that is very wrong, you know. Oh, she didn't say anything negative about it. In fact, she guided Dhruva Maharaj to go to Krishna and take shelter of the Lord. And so we have to learn from this is that how we have to take shelter of the Lord in each and every situation, whatever it may be. Instead of taking, thinking about it negatively, we have to see positive points from that, and we have to accept in our lives. So the same training she gave it to her son, and her son was so obedient, he listened to his mother and he ran to the forest, and there, because he was obedient and he accepted his mother as his first guru, because of that, her guidance, he got guru as Narad Muni.
And Narad Muni guided him. He tried to actually tell him many things, you know, that you go back, you are a small child, and you can't go through these austerities at this age, and why have you come for, what is the purpose? Like when we also ask, you know, when anybody joins Krishna consciousness, first thing we ask, you know, ki, what is the purpose, what made you come here? So Narad Muni also asked him, you know, like, what made you come here? What is your desire? What is your goal? So as a small child, he said, I want a greater kingdom than my father's and greater kingdom than my great-grandfather. That is Brahmaji. So he first tried to just like, you know, tell him not to come to the forest and he should go back. But then he saw his determination and he was like fixed in his whatever he wanted. So then he guided him to worship Lord Vishnu. So then we know the story that, you know, how when he ultimately, when he surrendered to Krishna, all his desires, what he had, went away. And it is written that all those desires were, he was feeling like kingdom he wanted and all that. He said, now I don't want anything, you know. Now I'm just fully satisfied, just surrendering to the Lord and just taking his darshan. I'm just completely satisfied. Now I don't need anything. All those things are like broken pieces of glasses. So then he realized that just by taking shelter of Krishna. And the whole thing happened, it was because of the guidance of his mother. So how much important it is for us mothers to, you know, in our children's lives, you know, what role we play. It's such an important role. Same way, there is another story of Madalsa. I don't know if it is in from the scriptures, but very many years back it was told to me us that by one of the saint in Barsana. I remember seeing something, it is from scripture, but I don't know exactly from which scripture, but definitely we can learn from that a lot. So Madalsa was a queen, and she got married to this king and she started getting children. So before she started getting children, like when children were in the womb, she started praying, and she started telling the child that, you know, that this is your last birth, and there is nothing in the material world which you should live for, and you should just, when you just come out, you should just straight away go to the jungle and surrender your life to the Lord, and just that is the purpose of your life. Your purpose of coming in this material world is not for enjoying and getting entangled into this material world. Your purpose of your life is to surrender to the Lord and serve the Lord. This is what she started preaching to the child. So the child was born. As soon as the child was born, grew up a little bit, immediately he left and he went to the jungle. So king was wondering, you know, what, because he wanted a heir for his kingdom. So the second child was born. Again, the second child also, the same thing happened. You know, the child was born and went to the jungle and gone. So the king was getting really restless. Then the third child, fourth child, fifth child, like that, I think 9 or 10 children she had. And all those children, they were born, and they would get like grow up a little bit, and they would just leave for the jungle, and they would just remain there only. And then king was wondering, you know, ki, what is happening? You know, all the children are going away. Who will, you know, take care of my kingdom now? So he was very disturbed, and he was wondering what to do. So then his Pradhan Mantri, he told him that, you know, actually the problem is in your house only. It is not anywhere outside. It is only in your house. So he said, what do you mean by that? So then he told that this is what the queen is doing. And she's preaching. So he said, oh, okay. So she's training them to go to jungle. So then he decides, you know, okay, now when the child is born, I'm going to take charge of the child. So the child is born, and he immediately tells the queen that now the child is, I'm going to take care of the child. You don't need to feed him, do anything. I will manage everything. So he takes the custody of the child and starts training the child right from the beginning. And the child grows up and he pursues all the arts of as a warrior and everything. So, and then one time he was, normally we know all these kings, they go for hunting. So this child, he's grown up now. So he goes for hunting one time. And so his mother also goes along with him. And king is quite relaxed that, you know, now I have trained him so nicely that there's no question. Like, he will handle it, everything very nicely. And mother goes with him. And when they go to the jungle, there she starts telling him slowly again that, you know, that, do you know something? You have these many brothers and they all are living just close by. Now, all the way you have come here and you have finished hunting and everything. So, do you want to meet them? So, he was like very happy, you know. Everybody likes to have, meet their brothers, sisters. So, he was very happy. So, she says, okay. And then she takes him right inside the jungle and she makes him meet all his brothers who are already doing tapasya. They have become sadhus. So, when they meet him, they start preaching to him. That what are you doing here, you know. The purpose of your life is not this. Come on, join us. And then that son also just leaves everything and stays with them. And the mother's purpose was fulfilled because this is the whole purpose, you know, of giving birth to them and training them. We have heard in the scriptures, no, that, you know, you don't have a right to become a mother, father, teacher or a guru or the king unless and until your dependents, you can take them, you can guide them to the Lord, I mean, on the path of surrendering to the Lord. So she had done her duty perfectly. So she is one of the examples, and I was so impressed with that, you know. That time I was just married, so I was like quite impressed, but could not do as much as she did it. But anyways, we can always follow in their footsteps. So the recent example which we have is Bhaktivinod Thakur. He had 10 children and he was such a perfect example for us to follow, for people who are in Kali Yuga, because he had 10 children, he was on such a big post and he was a poet, so spiritually advanced, and at the same time he managed all the things so well, you know. He managed his house, he managed all the children, he managed training all the children, and at the same time he gave so much to the society, so much spiritual values to the society. And also professionally he was so good that the Britishers, they were like, you know, so impressed with him that they made a separate line for him, that railway line they put for him specially for him. He was so highly qualified and they didn't want to lose on him because he wanted to at one time just give up everything and just continue his spiritual life. But they said, no, you can't leave. We will give you all the facilities, but you continue. So these are such wonderful examples for all of us to follow in our life. So how do we imbibe these type of examples in our lives and practice in our life all these things? So actually the parenting, it starts much before we even conceive the child. It is always here. We had attended one course in Bombay when my second daughter was just 5 months old. It was called Infant Siddha Program. It was, I think, organized by one Rishi Prabhakar. And they have a school in Bangalore and all that. And they used to have these small sessions in small groups. So there they were telling one example that how you can start training the children from before the womb. Everything, like, you know, even Sattvic Ahar, they used to tell us about Sattvic Ahar and everything. So they told us about one example that one mother, she wanted to have a child who is going to be in army. She wanted her child to be in army, wanted to live for the nation. And she started planning for this before only. She started meditating about it before she conceived the child. And started training him, started watching all those videos and started reading all this, you know, about army and, you know, how to raise the child. And slowly she trained the child from before, and same, like, you know, the same soul was attracted in her womb. And then later on, she delivered the child, and the child grew up into a best soldier. And he joined the army, and then he became some big person. I don't know the details now, but that is what happened. So it begins much before conceptions. So basically, it is consciousness. We are all, as devotees, we are already trained in all these things, you know. So we already want children to be devotees and serve in Prabhupada's mission. That's what our desire is always. So that's how, like, you know, so like we plan our pregnancy, and then we start in our pregnancy also, we have Garbhadhan Sanskar, and then Garbhadhan Sanskar takes place, and then we chant 50 rounds and read scriptures, and then we conceive, and after that then we start chanting extra rounds, then we start serving the Lord, then we serve Vaishnavas and recite more and more auspicious mantras, so that the child, you know, gets all the spirituality. So actually now, especially in Kali Yuga, whatever you can do for the child and whatever training you can give the child is only in the womb. Of course, most of it, of course, we can do it later also, but the most of it is in the womb, you know. So that, because nowadays children are very smart, and, you know, we see, like, before, I remember in our times that till we grew up, we were very obedient to our parents. But now children, like, you know, they start questioning because they have already heard so much in the womb. they start questioning. And otherwise also, Kali Yuga children are very smart. They can pick up things very fast. They know the philosophy. They know everything. So they will start answering you. They will start questioning you. So many things. But then it's our duty to train them. And how we can train them is by being a good example. Because parents are the good role models for their children. So whatever we do, children are going to follow the same. And I learned all these things from so many senior Vaishnavas and Gurudev, and also from my mistakes, to tell you frankly. I am not the perfect mother as such to speak on all these topics, but still, better late than never. We can always help somebody else, even if we have not perfected. But still, so many mistakes I also made, and then I corrected those mistakes. So even if it is sometimes late, we can always try to our best to do it perfectly. So, like, when we start becoming serious in Krishna consciousness, then children will also follow the same. Whatever we are doing, they are going to follow. Sometimes we feel that, you know, we are training them so much, we are doing so many things, but बच्चे नहीं सुनते हैं. आजकल का सबका ऐसा ही होता है कि बच्चे नहीं सुनते हैं. But in that program which I attended, Infant Siddha program, so in that, na, they used to say that you have to keep doing it. They used to say, like, till 6 years, you keep telling them whatever you have to tell them, keep telling them. And then later on, few years later, when they grow up, they will start reproducing it, whatever you have told them. So they used to give us a lot of techniques, you know, that about maths and so many things. So I try to Krishnaize it. Like, that's what we all do, no? We dovetail all the things in Krishna conscious activities. So same thing, you know, we can do it, you know, like every activity, like whatever we want them to become, we start behaving like that, then they will also pick up those things little later maybe, but they will. Like there is an example of one family in Mumbai, and it's a small thing, but you know how important those things are, that you know, children nowadays while playing only, they use slang words, you know, like "eh pagal." You know, like these type of things. This is a small example. I don't know which examples to give, but you know, these type of things are happening. Even in our talks, you know, like "ye pagal aisa nahi hai re," or we just hit somebody, you know, "kya chal raha hai," something like that. And children, they notice all these things immediately. You know, they are so sharp, na? Because this happened with one of my friend, and I just said, "Hey, kya re? What are you doing? You know, where are you? How many days we have not met?" So the child felt that I'm hitting her mother. So she just came and started looking like this, you know. So then she explained to her, "Arey, she is my friend and we have met after a long time," and she had to like pacify the whole thing. So that time I noticed, you know, that these small things are so important, you know, the way we react. Like at one time, you know, the one child vomited, and the immediate reaction of people who are watching, "Kya hua? What is this?" You know, like, you know, they were like so scared, and the child became like, you know, scared. So the mother, she was young mother, but she handled it so well. He's saying, "No problem, beta. It's okay. You're vomiting. It's okay. Let it be. You know, mama will clean it." You know, it's so important. You know, these are very small, small things, you know, but these small things are so important. Like, these are all materialistic things, but like, when child's birthday is there, we start training them by taking them to the temple and taking them to serve the cows and taking them to serve Vaishnavas. So there is one family like that, and she takes every year, she takes her child to serve the cows, she takes her to an orphanage to serve those children. Like that, like to give is life, that day Prabhuji said in the lecture. So like Maharaj, this is Guru Maharaj's quote, that when you give, you make life. So we have to teach them of sharing and giving things. So in that regard, I have one more. I had heard from Sudha Murthy. She's a very famous speaker. So Sudha Murthy, she was telling about her son, that it was his birthday, and it was his friend's birthday, and he gave a party to all the friends in some hotel or something like that. And then son's birthday came, so he was also wanting, like, "All my friends are giving, I also want to do it." So she said, "Okay." So, you know, that the boy who gave party in the hotel was like big expense, you know, in a big hotel and all exotic items and all those things. So Sudha Murthy, she told him as a mother, she said, "See, we can do it. There's no issues. We can do it." But then she gave him the whole statistic, you know, that if you spend this much, if you do this, there is this expense. Then if you give this item, then there will be this expense. 40 kids. Then how much, you know, we'll spend by the end of it, how much we are going to spend. So then she explained. So that boy was very smart. So he said, "Mama, please, you know, don't start telling me all those things, you know, like start giving me the full hisab of all the accounts that, you know, you'll be spending this much. I want to, you know, enjoy with my friends." She said, "Yeah, okay, then you enjoy with your friends. But not necessarily only by doing this you'll be enjoying with your friends. There are many other ways." Then she explained to him that suppose if you enjoy, okay, instead of all those items and in hotel, we will call them home, or maybe in a some smaller place, and we can give them samosas, we can give them a drink, we can give them a cake, whatever you want, or a sweet. So we can give them these things, and then whatever money remains, we can give it to our driver's children, because you will be able to do it. But can they celebrate their birthday? They can't even take education. If you do that, then they will be able to study and they will be able to take their education if you spend this much money on them. Which was such a wonderful and noble thought, you know, that to help someone. So these things we can imbibe in them right from the childhood, you know, and Then only they will learn all these things. So giving them mannerism, giving them culture is very important. Like nowadays we celebrate birthdays or anything in a Western way. So instead of doing that, like in Indian culture, we always do the aarti. For their betterment. Aarti means it's not aarti actually. It is actually for very auspiciousness and for their progress. So we can do that. Of course, we can't not give them what they want, because now they are in the mixed world. So it's going to happen. It's not that, you know, we will just tell them no, no, no for everything. It's not possible. We can't say no. And that is one more principle also I learned in my growing up, that never say no. Don't tell them anything negatively. Always tell them things in a positive way. Even if you have to tell them no, you have to tell them in a positive way. So that helps many times. So the culture, mannerism, and good etiquettes, we can teach them. And that way, they can become good children. Like Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, by raising Krishna conscious children, we will be doing much better service to society and to the Lord. So actually, by raising children, we are doing a very great service. It is not, sometimes we feel, you know, I'm so busy with the child, you know, I can't do any service, you know. I'm just constantly in all these, just with them. But that is a great service, which our Guru Maharaj also had told, I don't know if you all know Rohinandan Prabhu and Devi Priya Mataji. She was a lawyer and she had got a very wonderful job, you know, for the job, and it was going to pay her a lot. So she went to ask Guru Maharaj, you know, Maharaj, like this job offer is there, can I take up? Because she was working before the marriage, but then children were born and she left. So Maharaj said, how much it is going to pay you and how much are you going to spend? So then everything he asked, details. Then finally it came to that point that you better look after your children first, because that is the most important duty. Maharaj told me also once, you know, I wanted to do optometry course because we had started doing eye camps. So I was anyways helping, but to be more authentic, and I didn't have any degree, but just a doctor, he had taught me a lot of things, so I used to do everything. But just to have a stamp, me and my friend, we thought, you know, we'll do optometry. So we went to ask Maharaj. So Maharaj said, your first duty is towards your child, then to your husband, and then to the society. So first you think how you are going to take care of your child. So everything was smashed, my ideas were smashed there. But anyways, now it is the need of the hour that, you know, women need to work, women need to study. So my time is gone. But anyways, I am happy for whatever happened in my life also. We could spend so much time with our children. But so the point is that this is the most important service of raising children, which is not less than any other service which we do it in the temple. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. He has mentioned somewhere that it is a much better service. It is like when you go out and preach and you are making devotees. It's a very important service, you know. So it is the same thing. We are creating the whole society, and which is very important. Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada disciple, he used to always tell devotees that devotees should always have more children, you know. It should not be one or two. Nowadays, like, we just, like, say, okay, one child, we can't handle it, you know. It's, like, too expensive or whatever, you know. Or even to handle them is very difficult. But Sridhar Maharaj used to say, you should have more than, you know, 2-3 children, you know. We should make a force of devotees. And because by making so many devotees, we will have a big number, large number of society who is already Krishna conscious. Then they can preach. And then it will, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village. And how it will happen? Unless and until we do it, it's not going to happen. We have to give little hath bhar bolte na, thoda sa support to dena chahiye na. We can't do much. But then even this is, if we make wonderful devotees, our children, we turn them into wonderful devotees, then they can preach and they can make devotees. So it will be so nice, na? It will go on increasing and growing. So that is our greatest duty as parents, that to make them Krishna conscious. So there are a lot of difficulties in raising them, especially in this age. So if you have any questions on that, then we can just take up the questions also, so that it will answer better. Like now this is like knowledge, but more things are like, you may have some practical things, so maybe you can ask some questions. By being good example. See, children are very not. Children are going to be very naughty. Children are going to be. Before children would become rebellious at the age of 13. Like that's why it is called teens, no? Their mood changes at that time. But now children are smart at very young age. I remember my daughter, till she finished her college and till she got married, till 8 years back. Whatever I gave her, she wore it. She never had any choice of her own. Or I would just, sometimes, if I had to take her, took her any time for shopping or anything, then she would say, whatever you want, whatever you want. She never asked, okay, I want this or I want that. Never. So I used to, I stopped taking her anywhere. And I used to buy things and I used to take it at home and I used to ask her, what do you think? How about it? So for whom you have got? I said, whatever, if you like it, then you take it. So then she said, then this is nice. Then she would accept it. But she never asked, I don't remember anything, like as a small child, she must have asked something once or twice, but she never demanded anything from me for a toy or for anything. Only thing one time she asked from her father was to buy a violin for her. That time she was already in college. That's all she asked from us, I want violin, which is like very rare, nowadays. Children have such demands, like even clothes you buy, they will tell you what clothes to wear. I used to tell her, even to go while going to college, wear this matching rubber with this, wear this matching, take this matching bag. She used to go with 2 plaids to college also. So I used to tell her, I'm buying all these matching things for you and you're not using. I don't like all these things, It was like that. But now things are not like that. It's changed naturally. So children are very demanding. So they themselves decide, okay, on this day, I'm going to wear this dress. This dress, if you take out and give them, no, I don't want to wear this. I want something else. So children are already very demanding now. So it's very difficult to handle them, I know. But still, if you are disciplined, then children will also become disciplined. And you may not see that immediately. You have to give them time. But someday it will happen. Because, like, small example, that in our childhood, there was a rule that, when you get up in the morning, you have to take bath and you have to offer prayers to the Lord. Shantakaram Jagat. So those prayers are there. Then in the evening, 7 o'clock is the deadline. You have to be in the house before 7. You can't go, you can't remain outside after 7. Whoever, boy, girl, whoever it is the child, they have to be inside, play, do whatever you want. 7 o'clock you have to be in the house, wash your hands, feet, everything, and pray. That was the rule. So we have to make some rules, some regulations, some rituals. It is very important. Like nowadays, somebody had asked me one question, we are talking about rituals. So one lady had asked me that, now being in ISKCON, can we follow this Karwa Chauth and all these things? So I said, yes, we must. Because what happened when we joined Krishna Consciousness, we were like so staunch and like, ghode ko kaise jhapad hota na. In this direction only you have to see, you can't see here, anything. And whatever we had learned in our houses also, we had to forget that, That was the time. It's because that was the age, like we had to be that way only. Otherwise we wouldn't have become Krishna conscious. But anyways, now things have changed, but they need to know the culture. of our Indian culture is so wonderful, you know, and nowadays children don't know about it at all. So I said, yes, you must do Karwa Chauth, because you have a daughter and she is going to watch you what you are doing. If she doesn't do, she doesn't know what is Karwa Chauth and why it is done, then she will not know that there is that bonding of husband and wife, that there is love. And we are doing this out of love. It is not any pressure or anything, but it is out of love. In fact, the husband was telling her, don't do it. In ISKCON, we don't follow all these things. But then I said, Prabhuji, you can't do this. Let her follow. Let her do it. Because her daughter is going to watch all that. So whatever we are doing, children are watching. So we have to maintain our culture, you know, and we have to give that culture to us, because our Indian culture is very, you know, it actually leads to God consciousness in everything. You know, if you just try to see properly, then it is going to help. Why we have to do Karwa Chauth? Because just to show our love to our husband. Nowadays, even men are doing the same thing, you know, men also, which is very good, because the boys also need to know. Otherwise, boys will only think that, you know, okay, the girls are supposed to do for us. We are not, we can do anything what we want. But nowadays, boys are also doing. I heard few people doing it and I was so happy, you know. This is very nice, because the boys are going to watch that they will also do for their wives later on. So what we do, children are going to follow. So it's very important, you know, like how I said, na, ki, parents are the role models. So whatever they do, they may not immediately follow. They will be in their masti and they will keep doing, but somewhere it remains. Like what I was telling you was that how in the childhood, you know, that we had to say the prayers in the evening and all that. Those prayers which we have learnt in childhood, na, we still remember, you know. Now, in between, everything had stopped because we joined ISKCON and only the whatever prayers are there in our books, we were doing it. But, you know, Ram Raksha and Bhima Rupi, like, you know, it's like Hanuman Chalisa, but in Marathi. So, it is fixed in my head. I don't know how I learnt. Even the stories, all the Ramayana, Mahabharata stories, I don't remember any time sitting and reading those stories, you know, that nowadays children are like, they have books and everything. But those days, I don't remember that I have sat and read any books. I have whatever I have heard from grandparents, because to have grandparents in the house is also so important. Nowadays, we are all nuclear families. We don't have grandparents. But it is must, you know, because they learn a lot of culture from the grandparents. So it's like, you know, it is not one person who makes a child, you know. There is a proverb, na? It is the whole village it takes, you know, to make a child. So it's like that, like all neighbors, like now these two are staying together, neighbors to each other. So it's so wonderful, you know, all of you devotees are staying with each other and helping each other. So all your children are going to learn the same things, you know. It's so wonderful. Especially for the teenage, na? Especially for the teenage, it is very difficult. Nowadays, children are very rebellious, you know, like they don't want to listen and they just back answer. But we have to handle it very carefully. Instead of just like, you know, as I said, you know, no, say no for everything. Okay, I want to go here with my friends. No, you can't do that. You can't do that, you know, you have to. As I said, we have to dovetail the whole thing into Krishna consciousness, or we have to try and understand them, okay, whatever they are saying. And without forcing and pressurizing them, we have to start, you know, telling them things. For now, those already children who are already grown up, we have to handle them a little different way. But small children, we have to start telling them. How much ever they follow, they don't follow, it's okay. But we have to start telling them. And we have to start telling them in a positive way. And most important thing is for the parents is to be very patient and tolerant. That's the most... I felt that, you know, sometimes nowadays... these young children, they don't want to have children, you know. I mean, young boys and girls, they get married, but they don't want to have children. They don't want to have responsibilities. But I feel at least everyone should have at least one child, because that child teaches you to become humble, to become tolerant, and to become patient. And these qualities are important for our spiritual life, because Krishna will accept your service only if you are humble. And that, and children are the best medium to become humble. Sometimes, you know, we feel that, you know, they are very irritating, you know. Sometimes children really irritate us, but still we have to be very patient with them. And what we can do is only we can give love to them. One family is there in Meera Road where I stay, you, Sunar Sakhi and our Leela Manjari. Leela Manjari and Srivas Thakur Prabhu. They are the best parents I have ever seen, you know. They are so soft with their children, and the children are also, like, now they are grown up. That younger child is 20 years old and the elder one is 24 or 25. They both are doing law. And at this age also, they are so humble, they are so polite with everyone, they are so respectful to all the Vaishnavas, to elders. And at this time also, his birthday was on 2nd December. So at the age of 20, early morning, he comes to my house. I mean, that's how they are trained by their parents, that they go to all the senior devotees' houses and take some gift to them. It's their birthday, but they are giving gift to them and ask for the blessings. And this I have seen him since he was 1 year old. Since then till now, at the age of 20, they are still doing it. Now children do it on their own only. Parents used to encourage them, you know. And it may be a just very small thing, not a big thing. They will just take a small plate, arrange dry fruits, put the cling film and pack it and give them. Or a small basket of fruits, or in between they didn't have time, 10th, 12th, so they didn't have time. So then, and this children, she used to make children do all these things, that not keep them ready, okay, now you go and give. She used to make them do. Previous day, just pack everything and keep it ready. Then in between, they did not have time. Parents were also busy, because the mother is also head of the department of our pathology department, you know. So she's also a busy woman. His father is in our purchase department. So they both are busy. But then they would take up some, dhoop or diya, something like that, some small thing, and pack it nicely, bring it home, pack it nicely, and go and give it to all the senior devotees in the morning only, early morning. This time I was not there, I was somewhere outside. So then he asked, so when will you be back? So I said, in the evening. So he came in the evening at around 7:30. He wanted to go to temple with his friends. But he came, he gave it, and he went to temple. And he, like, you know, he goes regularly, the child, to serve in GV. He goes to temple, you know, Radha Gopinath temple. So this is all the training, you know. And there is one more family. Their children also, they are so polite and so wonderful, you know. And this time, for Damodar Ashtakam, I saw the son is, I think, now 22 years old, and the younger one is 16, 17 years old. So they are young boys. They don't like to go in women and, you know, do kirtan and, you know, follow your mother everywhere. They don't like it. But these children are, because they have, she has put a rule, like, you know, you do whatever you want, go with your friends, play, go out with your friends, everything she allows. But when you are in the house, morning duty, like first father used to do the deity worship, now the elder son is doing the deity worship. So, you know, you have to give them something, you know, some task. This is your duty. And then in the evening, they all do Sandhya Arati, Kirtan, and then night Kirtan. All of them sit together and do night Kirtan, which creates a bonding in the family, which is very important nowadays. And also, because of that, they become obedient. Like, mother had taken up this task, you know, of doing Damodar Ashtakam in all the houses. And then they started, like, you know, they thought maybe 4-5 in a month. But practically, every day there was Damodar Ashtakam. And some days there were 2-3 in a day. Saturday, Sunday, there were three in the day. And alone mother, how much can she do? You know, she used to call us to speak sometimes, but still, you know, like she has to speak, she has to introduce the speaker. Sometimes she had to herself give lecture if there was no speaker, herself sing kirtan, herself help the host also, because they were all new people. So to guide them, you know, ki, okay, put the altar over here, make prasadam arrangement here. So all that also, how much can one person do? So these children, they would follow her everywhere, everywhere. Not even a single day it happened that, you know, the children were not there. I was so surprised, you know. I said, this is Krishna conscious training, you know. Like, first we don't understand what exactly is happening. But when they grow up, whatever training is there, now it, you know, you can see, you know, they are trained like that. So wherever they go, even later on, if they go a little bit here and there in their teenage, thoda sa hota hai na ki thoda ye karne ka man karta hai. Even if they do that, but because your training is there, don't worry, they will not go anywhere. They'll come back. I had asked this question to one Mataji, Jayashree Mataji, who was Prabhupada's disciple. And I had heard, you know, that Malati Mataji's daughter was like, you know, she left and she was not staying with her and not following the process of Krishna consciousness. So I was wondering, I said that means you take so much efforts for the child, you know, from the womb. That because I was married in Krishna consciousness, so naturally we started from the womb. I said, we take all this so much mehnat and we train them in Krishna consciousness, because same thing was happening with Malati Mataji also, no? And Nartaki Mataji, all their children were born in Krishna consciousness. So then they went away. So after doing all these things, they are going to leave Krishna consciousness and go. What is the point in training them like this? But then she said, don't worry. You should have faith in your training. If you have done it perfectly, then Krishna will show you the results also. And ultimately, we should not do it for the results. We should do our duty. Our duty, we should do it because that is our service to the Lord. If we think these children are Lord's children and Lord has sent these children to me for serving, then we will do it perfectly. So then if we have done it perfectly, then that is in Krishna's hands ultimately. Whether, like, how they will become Krishna conscious and which way. It may not be in our way. But definitely the results will be seen in some time.
Homeschooling, no? Homeschooling.
Yeah.
You're doing no homeschooling. I've seen only her to do homeschooling, no?
Homeschooling. So first when maybe 3-4 years back we heard about homeschooling, we did research on that. Then even my husband was telling me, okay, we will start it, but I stopped him because basically homeschooling means mother has more
major role to play.
So I am not prepared for. I was not prepared for that. So I told him that I will not start the homeschooling. But I have seen that Mataji.
Yeah.
No. When I met her and I saw her son also that time, I got shocked that how she raised her son. Even I had some words with her also, that how you are doing, how you are managing, and her son is like, he knows everything. I think that time he was 5 to 6 years old only, when first time I met her, and I knew that she was doing homeschool. He was doing with
Mridang, I know.
So he's really smart and everything he knows, but for us, no, we're so scared. So what do you feel that
she has taken up that responsibility.
Until now, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, we know this, what is his name? Ravi Verma, no? Ravi Gupta. Yeah, Ravi Gupta. He was also homeschooled by his mother. But homeschooling, I don't know. You have to be very strong, and full dedication has to be there. You have to be fully dedicated. All those mothers who are doing homeschooling, my dandavats to all of them. It's not very easy. Because generally what we think, na ki, we are already so busy with them, trying to train them morning to evening, so many things we have to do. And then when children go to school, that, at least for studies, for few hours they are there, so at least we can do our chanting, we can finish our cooking. That's what we plan, no? And if we don't send them to school and we are doing homeschooling, it's a wonderful thing if you can do homeschooling, because that bond with mother and child also increases, and they learn a lot of things from you which are like, and they get fixed into your brain. So then there is no outside contamination. But it may not be possible for everyone, so it is not must. There are many devotees who started in Bombay also, they started homeschooling. At one point there was like a wave, everybody was doing homeschooling, and no, we want to, they removed their children from the school and started doing homeschooling. But then children also got bored. They said, no, we want to go to school and we want to be with our friends, we want friends. So then few years they did it, and then later on in the higher standards, then again they joined back their normal schools. So both is okay, like if one can do it, best, nothing like it. But if you can't do it, then there's nothing wrong. But definitely our training which we give at home is very important to the children. So even if they go to school, they may sometimes learn some things outside, but if we have strong training in the house, they may go a little bit here and there sometimes, but they'll come back. Because children go to school for some time, morning and evening, they are with you, na? Especially in this younger age. It remains with you.
But I think school is not only study, it's personality and
development, yeah. Yeah, but then there are some teachers like now this Ravi Gupta. She has done everything. He is such a wonderful preacher. He writes books, and we cannot say that his personality was hampered because of that. So it's a vast topic.
But it depends on the school also. Huh? So Singhania School, Mumbai, they are one of my friends. They went to take admission. So what first question they asked to parents, that whether you are doing any abroad trip. Every year at least you have to do one abroad trip. Singapore. Because the other kids are like that. So then he will feel that I am not going anywhere. Only if in India not they are not taking admission. You have to go to abroad only. Like that also. So,
this is something very funny, but I don't know. I have finished all those things, so I am happy. Yeah, possible. Yeah, nowadays it is there. I have heard that.
In Singhania school, I think.
Mm. Yeah, schools have a lot of demands and can't tell. Don't put them in that school then. put them in a simpler school. Doesn't matter. We all were in a simple school, and not necessary, we have to be like Prabhuji and myself. We were in a simple school, which was a Marathi school, but also we had like English medium also was there. But my grandfather used to teach me English when I was still 4th standard. But then he felt that, now he is not able to cope up. So then they put me in Marathi medium school because my mother was a Marathi teacher. And Prabhuji also studied in the same school. In his house also nobody knew English. And then later on when I got daughter, all my friends started telling me that put her in CBSE, put her in ICSE. ICSE English is very good and all that. So then finally Prabhuji told me, see, we also have come from small, simple schools only. But we speak English, good English. And we can communicate and we can... I'm a doctor now, so it doesn't matter. Children can study anywhere. My husband was living in such a small house. There was a small window in their building on the staircase. He used to sit there and study. All his medical studies he have done. So, aisa nahi hai ki bade school mein jayenge, tohi, your children will become educated or anything. It's not like that. Children can study anywhere. They can, if where he was staying, the surroundings were not that great, Nobody was educated around his house. Nobody was educated. All there were they had all bad habits and things like that. They were like Christian community also. They used to drink and all that. But none of this, his brothers, they were like, there are seven brothers and two sisters. None of them adopted any of those dirty habits. They all were good children. They all were educated. All his brothers, sisters are well educated. And they led a very good life, cultured life. So it all depends on us, parents, how much, like how we are training them.
Could you throw some light on peer pressure groups?
Yeah, now that has become a big issue nowadays, which was not before. Like we could tell them, no, this is our culture and you have to follow that culture. We could tell that to our children in those days, but now it is difficult, I understand, but we have to handle it very nicely, very lovingly. If we have that love and bond between the parents and the children, then they will listen. Sometimes you may have to give in a little bit in those things. Theek hai, but
because mixing is also important here.
Yeah.
Personality. You cannot hold child at home every time.
Yeah. That I understand. But still, it is not very difficult. We have to have faith in ourselves, in our training, and we have to have faith in our children also. That they will listen to us because we are giving them love. We are doing it out of love. So they will accept it. So even if sometimes for peer pressure, little bit here and there, theek hai, but we can always tell them what is right and what is wrong. As I gave you the example of Sudha Murthy, so which was that was the same peer pressure. Na? Children were like, he did that, so I also want to do that. So she explained to him very nicely. And even after explaining, they still want to go ahead and do some things like that. Theek hai, it's okay, but you have to tell them. By telling them, it remains, some things remain here. Kuch to chipak jata hai yahan par. So we have to keep doing our duty. Final result, as I said, we have to leave it on Krishna. We have to constantly be very prayerful, because if we accept this as our service to the Lord, then we have to pray to Him to do it perfectly, that service. So only by their mercy we can handle this whole issue. Can't do anything on our own. So our prayer should be that, Krishna, this is my service to you. Please help me to do this service perfectly and let me offer this child to you. My God, teacher is going to ask me some question. No. I'm just joking.
Mataji, this December we are doing a workshop on Dhruv Maharaj. So it's a five-day workshop, and the topic is only Dhruv Maharaj.
Wow.
So how can we, in this Kali Yuga, the present age, how can we present Dhruv Maharaj in a way where it is, they will understand it more? Because each day we have divided it on different topics on values, like first day. This is obedience to Maharaj.
Yeah.
When you started with Dhruv Maharaj's story, it was amazing, Mataji. Thank you so much. But then we are divided into obedience, determination, yeah, gratitude, consciousness.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Dhruv Maharaj going to the forest, and then when he takes up all the austerities, how should we explain this to children? Because especially during the austerities, how he went through the personal second, and then the gratitude part. Can you please throw some light on it? And can you
Like now austerity for us and also for the children, for the Kali Yuga people, is to chant, to follow these principles is a great austerity. Staying in this material world, it's not very easy. So you can tell them that now this happened in Satya Yuga, now it is Kali Yuga, so our austerity is this, that sometimes our, as she was saying, our peer pressure, that friends are like asking, with being with the friends, we want to do so many things. But to say no to that is a great austerity. Like even Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's friends, he was the only devotee. There was no devotees around him. But then how he, it is important to remain fixed on our principles and go ahead. So that we have to tell them. And as I said that, you know, thoda sa, like, you know, being in this material world, thoda sa idhar udhar hota hai, but still, we can explain to them through these things. He went to the jungle, you don't have to go to the jungle, but you can, these are your austerities. So then let them know what is this, you know. Austerities means kya hota hai. It, that means you understand that this is difficult, but still we have to do it for the pleasure of the Lord. And when the Lord is pleased, then we all will be pleased. Like Dhruva Maharaj, that Lord was pleased by his devotion, by doing that austerity. So Krishna will be pleased with you if you do this austerity. You are a teacher, I don't have to tell you all these things.
And they'll ask you, like, how? So Dhruva Maharaj saw Krishna. Dhruva Maharaj saw Krishna. Can we see Krishna? Small children, they will definitely ask. So.
Yeah. We have to tell them that they will see, Krishna will see you, how you are serving. Because in Satya Yuga, Lord would appear like that. He may appear now also, we don't know, but we don't have to aim for that. That, you know, that is our philosophy, you know, which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also said, that, you know, we have to serve the Lord in such a way that He wants to see us, not that we want to see Him. So we can put these principles and we can give this philosophy also to them.
Any
more
questions?
Mataji, sometimes shouting at children or sometimes punishing them, I know, like, that is bad. It will create some bad impact in children's mind. But, like, sometimes we have to do that. So, how we can do, even though, like, later on, and sometimes I'm punishing Tulsi, but then later on I'm saying, sorry, beta, I have done this. But these are the wrong points. You have to work on that or something like that. Like, I'm doing it, but inside, like, I'm feeling very bad. Like, I have shouted. But still, how to cope up? Like, sometimes for the study, sometimes for bad behavior, anything, we have to shout at them.
Yeah. Even Mother Yashoda punished Krishna. Can't imitate her, but still, sometimes I know we have to do it. But as you rightly said, that, you know, you can always say sorry to them and tell them why you did that. You know, okay, why you shouted at them. Because you want them to be a better person. So, and it we should be clear in our mind that we are not shouting at them because we are irritated, or something they are, like, you know, something we want to do and they are creating disturbance to us, and that's why we are shouting at it. It should not be that. It should be clearly, like, you know, for their betterment and to correct them. So we have to correct them because it is our duty, you know. We have given this charge by the Lord to train them. So during training, it's very natural that, you know, this used to happen to me many times, you know. I used to feel guilty later on, because with elder daughter, yes, but even with the younger one, she was like, she could not understand what I was telling her or anything, but she used to hit herself a lot. So sometimes I had to give her, like, you know, little this thing, like, you know, small chapti on her leg or something like that, you know. She would keep quiet for those few seconds, because she was hurting herself, and I could not tell her, you know, that which she could understand, that, you know, kid, don't do it, you are getting hurt. She used to get bumps here, she used to bang on her face, she broke her tooth, so many things, you know, and it's my duty to protect her from all those things. So I used to feel guilty for that. Hey, what did I do? You know, I don't. Then I used to beg forgiveness from her. I used to cry.
Patience,
yes. Yes. Parents' duty is the most important thing in parenting is sacrifice. Sacrifice and patience. We have to sacrifice all our things for them. And then only we can see a wonderful person in them when they grow up. And that will give us satisfaction. Nowadays the question comes, why I have to sacrifice all the time, you know? I mean, meera life kuch hai ki nahi? Everything I have to just sacrifice. When will I do all these things, you know? But then that's not right. Because if we want to see a better person, then we have to do the that sacrifice. Only when we sacrifice, then there is a good result, no? Even in olden days, they used to do sacrifice, no? Yagya karte the na. Sacrifice means what? Yagya. So only when you do the sacrifice, something comes shining out. So if you want to see a shining example, we have to sacrifice.
How she can do the things on her own. Like every time Mataji is helping her. Mataji is doing
her. But
how old is she?
10
years. She is very small.
15 years.
She will do it on her own when she grows up. I used to feel like that, you know, when my daughter was like, you know, 15. I mean, I had to do everything for her. I used to think, what will happen to her, you know, like later on when she gets married, and how will she learn cooking? Then she joined college, and she was doing only that much, going to college, coming home. I used to wonder, you know, okay, when will she learn all the things? But now she's married for 8 years. Now when we go to her, we feel, arey, she knows everything already. So whatever you are doing, they are observing. And they will do it perfectly. I used to always feel, you know, she's not smart enough to be in the world, you know. She just wants to sit in one room, play the mridang and play harmonium and sing. And she would not go out anytime, you know, much like, you know, I want to go here or I want to go there. She would only go to temple with her friends, and that's all. There was nothing much which she was doing. So I used to feel, you know, ki she has no, vyavahar jnan bolte na, vaisa. She doesn't have all those things, you know, smartness to be in the world. So I said, how she will manage, you know. But then I realized that, you know, she was smart enough, you know, that she's handling it well, everything. Once you go in the water, they start swimming. But for that, you need some training in the beginning. So that training which you are giving already. So when she'll grow up, she will handle everything properly. Because she is watching you, how you are handling.
She went outside school, like I'm teaching, whatever the friend said, she is doing like that.
No. The training you give her, how much to listen to the friends and how much not to listen, that you have to tell her. But whatever training you are giving her, when she is on her own, she will manage well. Better than us. Definitely, you are perfectly right. Better than us. And now children are very smart, so they definitely do it better than us.
How will we manage? Because I doing my chanting.
I know that is problem with all the ladies, all ladies. But what we can do is, you know, to train ourselves, what we can do is important. So we can plan things before, you know, that, okay, for tomorrow I have to do this. Now, see, ultimately it is training our mind. Like we are training our children, we have to train our mind also for that. So we have to keep training, you know, that at this time I have to listen to my chanting. Your mind will keep going here and there. Once Guru Maharaj told brahmacharis also, it is very natural that your mind keeps wandering here and there, but that's okay. We have to bring it back. that this time is for chanting, all those things will happen. And if it is like really going to bother us, that what I'm going to cook and what I'm going to give, so plan things before. And then sit, you know, with all those things planned. Okay, now 2 hours I have to chant. So now I have to do only chanting. Now things are ready. So once we have prepared things in the night and planned things in the night, then it is not going to bother us so much. We have to keep training is the only answer for this. Every day Prabhupada Saraswati used to say, Naki, you have to hit your mind with the boots and the broom. So we have to keep hitting it all day long. When your mind goes here and there, we have to bring it back to Krishna's lotus feet.
Any other question? So blessed to get your association, and as you said, you were telling both the sides. You were telling how you were raised in your generation and how you can raise children and in this generation. So both the sides you were nicely explaining. So thank you so much, Mataji, and please bless all of us so that we can be a perfect mother like you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So let us stand there, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
In front of my house, one time this Prijwasis from Nandagaon, they came with a small sapling of Kadamba tree. It was so small when they got it. And they said it is very auspicious to have everyday darshan of Kadamba. So they placed it in our garden, just opposite. When I open my window, I see first darshan of Kadamba. And first, for 3 to 4 years, it didn't grow. So we were just wondering, now it's gone. You know, it was like this much only. And we put this tree guard and everything, you know, so that, you know, it's a small sapling. It should not get destroyed. And after 3-4 years... it started growing so fast, you know. So that type of patience we have to have with our children, that we have to keep watering, we have to keep watering, we have to keep watering. And then one day it will grow up. And then, you know, and same thing with mango tree also. Mango tree also, you have to just keep giving water and keep waiting patiently. After 7 years, it starts giving fruits. And we have heard, no, that proverb that, you know, best fruits come from best trees. So first we have to be the best trees, then the fruits will be the best. Okay. Oh, okay. I don't know that. I just know the small tender bamboo. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was very inspiring meeting all of you. Thank you.